This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the Friday evening edition. It has been, somebody pointed out to me that today is my seventh day in a row of being in the first chair.
Wow. That must predate the raid, though, right?
It does, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes. So I normally do Saturday and Monday, and then when Mark is gallivanting, as he is currently, I also fill in for him on Sundays. So I did Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The raid happened Tuesday.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening who aren't familiar, there was a terrorist raid here on the Free Talk Live, LRN.FM studios, as well as the Bitcoin Embassy and some other people's house.
Yeah, and the Mighty Moose Marts as well.
And the Mighty Moose Marts.
Yeah, because they raided the wrong place.
And some other people's house that, you know, is near that location.
A bunch of other people.
People who were calling themselves law enforcement broke in our windows and stole a bunch of our stuff. And my boyfriend. You guys can hear me?
Yes, yes. Would you like more volume, perhaps? How about now?
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Is that better?
I still can't hear myself. I think these headphones are turned off.
Oh, your volume is down, so the problem is.
No, the volume is up.
Oh, wait, yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, we're still recovering in the recovery process for the show after the FBI bust, so.
Yeah, it was the FBI, the...
Kind of funny to say that, though.
The IRS, or theirs, as I like to call it, because if you put the and IRS together, it spells theirs. The IRS, the Treasury Department...
It took a half dozen agencies...
The ATF.
...in order to raid the studio.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
They did, and then...
You think one of them could have handled it, but no, they had to bring in all six.
Well, even if all six came, they could have handled it by knocking on the door, and we all would have done exactly the same thing, just came outside and put our hands up.
I mean, how much overwhelming force do you need to raid peaceful activists? Activists who literally are advocating against the use of violence to achieve social and political objectives, which means that we don't use violence unless it's, like, in self-defense.
Right.
And we actually go along when the government says, you know, put up your hands because, well, you know, I mean, it doesn't make, rationally, it doesn't make sense to, like, hurt them or, you know, anything else because, well, what's going to happen? The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get shot anyway. And what's the best thing to happen to an activist is to be arrested. It's going to get the most publicity. That's exactly what you want. You actually did us a favor.
Also, they publicly stated that we were not a threat to public safety before they did the raid or during the raid, but they already knew that.
Which is hilarious because, like, that's going to get used against the prosecutor when it comes to, you know, basically anything that they're arguing, you know? It's like, and it, in fact, was used against, you know, the argument that occurred today.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to talk about it yet, but...
We can, but first we should finish our intros because we, you know, as we tend to do here on Free Talk Live, we go on tangents. So I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And, again, you know, filling in for, well, everybody, really. Aria is at least currently unable to host. Mr. Ian Freeman is still being held hostage.
In a cage.
By the terrorists. Mr. Edge has been gallivanting. He had some previous speaking engagements.
Unrelated to the...
Unrelated, yeah. He just happened to be out of town doing some speaking engagements for some other freedom-oriented opportunities.
Nobody's even harder locked down than Ian.
I am.
Are you serious?
Well, we can't find his information, but they're not letting us, like... They're just not making it easy to find his, like, number and stuff to write to him. And,
yeah, his inmate number.
Wow.
He was straight up denied bail.
You know, this isn't the first time that's happened either, and he has a history. But it's a nonviolent history, and the crazy thing is, he's won, like, the last eight cases in a row, he's won. Like, it's... Oh, and yet they still somehow managed to keep him and hold him when he's clearly, he shows up for his court dates, you know, he shows up for, like, they have no excuse, you know, as to why they are refusing bail, as far as I can see. But we were denied access to the hearing, if I'm not mistaken, so there was no public hearing.
I'm not aware of any, and my guess is that Ian is a bit more, you know, focused upon, and so everybody's, you know, obviously on
every
top of...
Every other person got a hearing, though, a public hearing.
Right, I understand, but I'm just saying, as far as the community is concerned, that's why I'm more concerned about nobody right now, because we haven't heard a peep about him or from him or anything about a trial.
Well, he doesn't have a mark.
Wait, no, didn't his trial happen the same day as everybody else's?
We don't know, because as far as we know, he hasn't had a hearing.
No, the other members of the six. I'm pretty sure he was on
I'm pretty sure, because wasn't he
day.
Denied bail?
Right, he was denied bail
on that
day.
So we must know
that
at least that. Right. But we never got to see the hearing. It wasn't public. It wasn't disclosed to anybody.
I think you may have missed it. I believe it was, because I believe the...
Not in a reasonable amount of time for people to actually show up and listen. Nobody got access.
And also, we're trying to call and get information to find out how to see their things and stuff like that. Mark figured it out for Ian, because, I mean, he has to be able to contact Mark, but there's nobody doing that for nobody, so...
Right, and that's my concern. So, whatever it is, the hearing happened, and he was denied bail. We know that.
Yep.
And so there had to have been a hearing at some point, whether we were privy to it or not. We can talk about that a bit later, but... I'm more concerned that, I'm sure he's been assigned a public defender, but I don't know that for a fact. I don't know if he's engaged a regular paid attorney.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's okay. Where is he being kept? All that kind of stuff.
My understanding is that everybody had a public defender except for Ian. I'm concerned about nobody too. I'm not as concerned, I think, as I would be if it had been somebody else, because Ian, here's the thing, here's the positive look on this. Nobody has spent, he has spent time in jail. He spent a year in prison previously. He has experience with that situation. And again, this is the positive look, but it is scary to know that nobody knows where you are. Nobody has anybody, any way to contact you. And that's concerning, I think. And I think that is a very concerning aspect of all of this.
Yeah, I don't know if the gentleman known as Nobody, that's what we're talking about, in case some of you listeners
he changed his name for political reasons.
Yeah, if some of you are confused about our language here, there is a person named Nobody who is a host on this very radio show that you're listening to. And he is unavailable to host as well because he was kidnapped by these terrorists calling themselves government. At any rate, he is unavailable as a result, as is Mr. Freeman, as is Aria. And so
Aria has been released.
Aria has been released, but unavailable to host still.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, we're not sure. There's bail conditions for Aria, so we don't know if she's going to be able to return anytime soon. I'm hopeful that she will be. It would be great if she could. So we're here until. I'm happy to keep the show on the road. In fact, we've said over the last several days that this is the largest sort of middle finger that we could hurl in the general direction of the folks who perpetrated the terrorism on the studio, because they did indeed try to take us down. We did not broadcast live one day, and we were back up the next day, not in any thanks to them, but only because we were able to patch things together in a way that allowed us to...
Captain was able to.
Well, I had help, so I can't take all the credit. Yeah. But as a former performer, the show must go on.
Yeah. I can't reemphasize that this whole, you know, the last 5 years has basically been retaliation, you know, against Ian and the show in particular, you know, because of lies that were told by one agent to get a warrant over a political statement that was critical of the FBI. And we'll talk about it more when we get back.
Indeed, we will. Sadly, we still do not have phones, so I cannot give you a phone number to call in to converse with us again tonight. We are still working on solving that problem, and hopefully we'll have phones back soon. But we'll have more Free Talk Live coming up.
Having taken her father's role.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Daily VR podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. It is a Friday night. And, well, we're here doing the show. I cannot give you a phone number because the terrorists have affected our telecommunications system.
They've taken it out.
In such a way that, yeah, I mean, I have a phone. The cable from the phone runs to nowhere. It runs to nothing. It used to be plugged into a computer that has been stolen. It is a VoIP-based line, near as I can tell. And so we're working on attempting to get that restored in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully we can get that resolved relatively soon so we can once again be a live call-in talk radio program. Also, via our Matrix server, we used to be able to also accept voice through that. We're unable to do that for almost the exact same reason. The main PC, which you wouldn't be able to see anyway, even if we were streaming live on video, was also taken out. And so we do have, they left the cameras, but they took the thing the cameras all plug into, and also that the software, you know, resided on to power all of that, you know, and bring the signal into the studio. So we can't take your calls, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's, you know what's so interesting about this whole thing is, even though they leave stuff, they go out of their way to ensure that you can't use the stuff they leave behind. They cut wires. They, you know, they take critical infrastructure from you,
yep,
that you're dependent on. Stuff that they know or should know, you know, is not going to have any kind of forensics data on it. You know, there's just all this weird stuff they do. And then, of course, they leave stuff that behind that does actually have forensics value. And it's just like you bang your head against the wall being like, how incompetent are they? How revengeful can they get?
Like, and then, who's going to pay for all the security cameras outside that got their cords snipped? Like, and why the F did that need to happen?
It didn't. Need to happen.
Somebody might see what you're doing to us.
And they didn't do it the last time they raided. People have to remember, this isn't the first time they've raided. This is entirely a revenge thing that's going on here. 5 years ago, 5 years ago and 2 weeks or so, okay, the FBI, well, 5 years ago, they raided, okay? But they raided over, supposedly over something else. And in order for that raid to happen, an FBI, prior to this, 2 weeks prior to it, there was a show, and most people probably don't know this, but there was a show where Mark Edge, co-host of Free Talk Live, one of the main co-hosts, there was a story that was being talked about, and it wasn't hitting mainstream media. It only pretty much hit the tech outlets, and it basically was broadcast by Free Talk Live and only Free Talk Live.
Right.
This is the only nationally syndicated radio show that talked about only newspaper. You know, there were no mainstream newspapers that reported on. But basically, there was a case called Playpen. And basically, Playpen was a situation where the FBI basically took over servers. But they didn't just take over the servers. They took over the servers. They made them faster. They added some child porn, more child porn to it. And they basically incentivized pedophiles to use this site. And this was revealed and in some tech article somewhere.
That's completely public knowledge. Like,
right.
They admit to that.
Right. Free Talk, and they did. They had the gall to actually admit to this, that they were distributing child porn. And Mark Edge had the gall to actually call them out on it. And the reason he called them out on it is because, and I'm not saying that child porn is good, but what I am saying is that the FBI says distributing child porn hurts children. Well, if that's true, why are you distributing child porn? That means you're hurting children.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
And because he made that criticism, 2 weeks later, the FBI raided the studio over, take a guess what? Supposedly, somebody accessed from this, one of the access points here, or the internet connection here, child pornography, and guess where? The Playpen website, okay? Now, it was a total fabrication. It was a lie that was used to get the warrant to raid. Did they find child porn? No. This is probably the only case in the history of the FBI where somebody actually got their computer back. And it was only 5 years, basically, later, after there was a lawsuit involved. And the FBI doesn't return computers when they have child porn on them, even if you win, if you were to win the case. And the reason is they can't give you back something that has criminal stuff on it, basically. So the fact that we got some of the equipment back is evidence that there was never any child porn, and nobody ever got arrested. It took them five more years to come up with a case, to build another case, to have an excuse to raid again.
Right.
And somebody pointed out to me today something that made me pretty happy. They said, people who are winning don't make moves like the government is making against us right now. This is the type of moves of people that are losing.
You know, that is a matter of fact, and that reinforces my theory that we are currently living in what I call a closing society. A more accurate term would be a closing government. Because society and government are two different things. I take that term from Naomi Wolf. She wrote a book called The End of America. And what she did, and she's a bit of a lefty too, right? So, but what she did is she did some research on governments, essentially, societies as she likes to call them, and they're, you know, sort of the ebb and flow, right? A government is established, and it sort of grows, and then it sort of, you know, it peaks, and then it sort of ends, right? And, you know, Rome is a classic example that I always go to. If you look at the trajectory of Rome from when they started until when Rome burned, as it were, you can see a whole bunch of similarities between that and the trajectory of the United States of America. It's eerie. Is what it is. If you look at those two societies, you know, as if they were like a cryptocurrency chart of value, you know, they start out and then they grow and they get big and then now that we're on the decline, is what we are.
Yeah.
And we, even though,
well, by we, I mean, government. I'm referring to the United States of America,
sure.
Government, not us as, you know, freedom oriented people. But the United States of America is definitely on the decline. And yes, you are correct. The actions that government is taking are actions of fear, actions of, oh my gosh, we better stop this now because.
Defense.
Yes, they're very defensive because they know. They know they're on the decline. They know that the United States dollar can't continue. You know, they've printed something like 30% of all the United States dollars that are in circulation currently have been created in the last couple of years. 30% in the last couple of years, you know. And to your point, Chris, about the government, the feds in particular, doing child pornography, there's been several stories that, in addition to Mark calling them out,
yep.
That we've done where, yes, the Fed has been exposed repeatedly for doing sting operations where they will find somebody who is distributing child porn and they will simply take over that and keep it running.
Yeah.
And make it better.
To entrap other people.
The thing that just bothers me is that it wasn't them just taking it over. Be like, okay, you got an excuse. Fine. I can handle that. You kept running the server, or you didn't shut it down right away because you wanted to install some. Fine, I can handle that. But the fact that you went and you added servers to the list and you made it perform better and you added child porn to it and you did all these other things to incite some people who might not otherwise have done the things that they did, but
yeah.
Other than the fact that you did what you did, that's wrong. That should be illegal. That is illegal as far as I understand.
Well, it's only illegal for...
They do it anyway. And all those playpen cases got thrown out.
Yeah, it's only illegal for people who don't have badges. Apparently.
Badges don't grant extra rights.
More coming up.
Why did you move?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden went to Atlanta to talk about the coronavirus and address the recent shootings there. 8 people died, and 6 of them were Asian women.
My first week in office, I signed an executive order directing federal agencies to combat this resurgence of xenophobia. The Department of Justice is strengthening its partnership with the AAPI community to prevent these crimes, in addition to its other work to take on violent extremists and domestic terrorism. I'm calling on Congress to pass, to get to my desk, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. And the House just passed the reauthorization for the Violence Against Women Act, a law I authored more than 25 years ago as one of my proudest legislative achievements. I call on the Senate to swiftly pass it and get it to my desk.
This is USA Radio News. The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. The Federal Reserve announced that it will not extend an emergency order given a year ago that eased the amount of capital banks were required to keep to counter potential economic hardships brought on by COVID-19. The Fed said it will allow the rule to expire at the end of March. Ordered in the early weeks of the crisis last year, the rule permitted U.S. banks to exclude treasuries and deposits with Fed banks from the calculation of its leverage ratios. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. Normally, I would give you a telephone number and tell you how this is the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, but I can't. Why? Because, well, the terrorists.
You know, I feel like we say stuff like that a lot, so maybe there is just no normals for Free Talk Live.
I mean, that seems to be the case, generally speaking. The most normal part about Free Talk Live is me being redundant and reciting the telephone number.
He's part of the Department of Redundancy Department.
You can say that again.
Hard to say.
The Department of Redundancy Department?
Oh, yeah.
It is a bit of a tongue twister. It's a little more difficult to say than something like Picky People Pick Peter Pan Peanut Butter because it's the peanut butter Picky People Pick.
Oh, man. I don't know how you guys do that.
I couldn't do that.
Lots of practice, really. Yeah,
I think the most I can do is the GNU. Let's see. GNU is not Unix Image Manipulation Program.
Oh,
try that one.
I was going with No GNUs is Good GNUs with Gary GNU. The Great Space Coaster, anyone? No? No Great Space Coaster fans. Well, I must be old. I think I am. It's all right. That just means I'm wise, or at least a wise ass. At any rate, we have been talking about, well, the terrorist raid on the Free Talk Live studio. And we have some updates. Yesterday we talked about how Aria is out. We paid her a visit. She's in surprisingly good spirits. I mean, she's not...
I think good spirits is an underestimate. I think she's ecstatic. I think she is ready to take on the FBI. She's ready to take on the authorities. She's ready for this. I don't know.
It's impressive.
For somebody who's been released from, you know, a cage and has major charges against them, like federal charges... You should be depressed and drinking and, like, out of your mind.
I don't know. Are you drinking out of your mind?
I mean, I have drank this week more than I have drank in the last, like, few months.
Were you sitting in a cage? Are you facing federal charges?
No, that's
what I'm
saying.
If you're doing that, what do you...
I would think that
Arya would be like that, and she's not. She is just so ready for this.
But, like, what, like, a shot for you is, like, a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not even just drinking. I'm just not in any type of good spirits, and Arya is just, like, really impressing me.
Yeah.
I am very impressed with her.
She's on fire.
Agreed. And, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do. You have to take the matters into your own hands. You have to form a plan and follow the plan and put your heart behind it, which she seems to have done. So we have spoken to her. We don't know when or even if she'll be able to return to the airwaves here on this program, but we are hopeful that that will happen. We are concerned, obviously, about Rich Paul, who is legally known as nobody now.
Absolutely.
Because we don't seem to have a lot of information other than he was denied bail, and some folks have tried to get a hold of his inmate number and were unsuccessful because, well, when you deal with government, typically you get the runaround, you get transferred, you get lost in a telephone, IVR. This is, you know, one of those menu things that you have to navigate through.
You know, something to point out is this is a tactic that they use to intentionally cause depression with people who are in the system.
Yeah, they want you
to
give
up. Their family in the system, too.
Yeah.
They want you to give up on them.
Yeah, they basically don't want inmates to receive mail who they're basically attempting to punish within the system. There's other things that they'll do, like in the federal system, like there's a certain... If they basically keep transporting you from one prison to another, like... If you create waves, that's one of the things they'll do, and it basically means that you won't get mail. You'll constantly be moved, and it's really messed up that they're allowed to do this, but they are allowed to do it, and they do it. And
who's allowing them themselves?
Yeah, basically, there's even been judges who have ordered prisoners not to be transferred, and you know, in these cases like that when they were being abused, and people had injuries and all sorts of things as a result of the government's basically breaking arms and things, but like literally breaking people's arms in the prison system. And there are prison wardens, and the prison wardens, despite the judge's orders, have moved prisoners.
Prison wardens? You mean like the president of the United States of America?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean...
Sorry, I just had to throw that out there because, with the COVID lockdowns and all that kind of thing... A lot of folks are concerned because of the rate at which prisons are being built and the rate at which the prisoner population is growing in the United States of America, because there are more prisoners in the United States of America prisons now than were ever in the Russian gulags, which most people commonly refer to as the greatest lockup of humankind. Well, guess what? It's no longer the greatest lockup of humankind. The United States prison system imprisons far more people by a long shot than the gulags ever did. So what they did during COVID with the lockdowns is they went, oh, wait, we don't have to build prisons quickly. We can just imprison people in their homes.
Yeah, right.
And so that's why I refer to the president as a warden.
I watched a Russian documentary on the Russian prison system and how they basically like hold prisoners without contact to like family and other people for long stretches of time. And, you know, it reminded me just all I was thinking was the whole time is this is exactly what the United States does. And people don't realize that. You know, we put ourselves on this pedestal, you know, the government, the bureaucrats do, and they say you have all these rights and freedoms and things that you don't have in Russia. And it's like, wait a minute. You guys do the same things. Anybody who knows this different systems, they do the same things that the Russian, you know, the Soviet system used to do.
They'll move you far away from where your family lives. And like with Ross Ulbricht, his mom would physically move every time they moved him close to his prison he was at. And then they kept moving him on purpose till she ran out of money.
Yep, these are tactics that they do use. It's not that different from Russia, and it's really, really sick and disturbing, messed up. The United States has some of the worst prisons in the world, mm-hmm. and the things that they are allowed to do, you know, when it comes to confinement, are literally it's literally torture. It's defined as torture, you know, by I forget what bodies, but the military can't do that.
Yeah, like the UN and all that kind of stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right, and yet. The prison, you know, like the domestic prison system in the United States, they do that, and they do use it routinely. And I don't know how people don't even know about it. Like, I want to say people allow it and permit it, and they're not critical of it, but they don't even know.
Well, if you want to hear about straight-up torture in the prison system, you should go to 2020's Pork Fest episodes of Free Talk Live and look for the one that they, Arya and Ian, interviewed Footloose. That was just mind-blowing. They tased him in a solitary confinement room. They hit his head against... They threw him on the ground handcuffed to where he has had a major concussion, like all kinds of crazy stuff. Over him not wanting to shave his beard or give them a piece of string he had that was his string.
Yeah, the prison system is...
Egregious,
to say the least. And also, to the, you know, you're comparing what, you know, other countries have done and what the United States does. When I was growing up, the common rhetoric that I heard from all the adults was stuff like, better dead than red. Oh, the communists are coming to get us, right?
Propaganda.
That film came out, Red Dawn, you know, in the mid-80s or whatever. That's kind of when I was growing up. And so it was all anti-right. And so, you know, you would hear all this stuff about, well, we do stuff that the Russians don't do, right? The Russians... of 1986, the government I'm talking about, not the people, the government of Russia, Soviet, you know, the USSR,
Soviet Union,
would be salivating at the amount of surveillance and collectivism that exists in the United States today. We have a level of that which they could have only dreamt to achieve, and you are living with it. We are all living with it right now. Disgust. So, better dead than red? I don't know. It seems like we're all red now. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about how you can donate to the relief efforts coming up.
When commercials come...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. That's right, Free Talk Live. The live talk show where we're going to talk.
That's even if they don't like it, and they don't.
I have a feeling all three of us were kids who got in a lot of trouble for talking as kids, because definitely me on my progress reports and stuff. She's good, but she has a problem with keeping her mouth closed when it's time to stop talking.
Sounds like a teacher who doesn't like the questions you're asking. Not that you're talking in class when the teacher's talking either.
Yeah, I was a bit of a, even when it didn't come to school, a bit of a class clown. You know, wherever I went and whatever I did, I would, you know, always do something zany or funny or whatever. These things happen to some people. We were talking before the show earlier today about folks who have suffered trauma. And I know specifically children who suffer some sort of a trauma. Generally, that trauma comes out on the other side of their personality in a variety of forms. For me personally, that comes out in the form of humor and artistic creativity, as well as a bit of a rebellious streak. So that's how I got to be me and who I am. And so, yeah, I was a bit of a class clown. I remember one day there was a teacher in, I think it was a history class, and myself and my friend Pat, we were chewing gum during class, right?
Oh, no, the world's going to end.
And so he comes over with the trash can, right, the teacher, right? The trash can, he's like, he holds it in front of me, he goes, "Spit it out, buddy." And I go, "I'm not your buddy." And everybody started laughing, right? Because, you know, we were, I don't know, 10 years old or something, right? And he's like, "Do you want to go to detention? Can I chew my gum in detention?" Right? You know, like this kind of a thing, right?
That's great.
And this is the kind of kid that I was to these types of people, because they couldn't answer my questions. We were talking off air about, you know, the difficult questions and the Socratic method for questioning and that type of thing. So, at any rate, this is Free Talk Live. I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie
and Chris.
I mentioned before we went to break that we would tell you about ways to donate to help rebuild the studio and the Bitcoin Embassy and possibly assist what we're referring to now as the Crypto Six. These are the six people who have been kidnapped by the terrorists calling themselves government. And we hoped to reveal a website specifically for assistance for the Crypto Six. However, it doesn't appear as if that is ready just yet. I sent some messages to some people to clarify if we can announce that yet, but if not, we hope to announce that a little later. In the meantime, if you would like to donate, we have been accepting donations. My Edge wallet has a feature called a vanity address, and I've created Captain Kickass at Edge. This will replace the long string of digits and numbers that you would normally put into any crypto wallet. It doesn't matter. We've tried it on multiple wallets, and we've received donations. So we haven't found a wallet yet that this doesn't work on. If you go to your wallet, and in fact, we just received a 0.187 BCH donation. Thank you to the anonymous donor who just sent that.
0.17, wow. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks to whoever that was.
Indeed. And so if you go to your cryptocurrency wallet and you want to send some cryptocurrency, instead of putting in the long string of digits and numbers or scanning a QR code, you just type in Captain Kickass at Edge. Now, it only works for the following cryptocurrencies. That's BTC or Bitcoin, BCH or Bitcoin Cash, ETH or Ethereum, USDT, which is a stable coin that's based on the or is on the Ethereum network, Dash, what else? Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, Litecoin, and somebody today pointed out that we should be taking this opportunity with the terrorist attack and all that to talk more about privacy coins, and so we are also accepting Monero or XMR. Monero or XMR is accepted in your crypto wallet. Just type in Captain Kickass at Edge, and you can send your donation in XMR or any of the other cryptocurrencies that I've mentioned here today. In addition to Captain Kickass at Edge for cryptocurrency donations, Mr. Penguin, you are doing a thing with your website, thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah. So if you, so my company sells computers and accessories and things like that. And if we also sell t-shirts and some other inexpensive items as well. If you check out with any item that you want to buy and you also feel like making a donation, you can actually, and you can do this with a credit card or you can do this with, you can do it with Bitcoin or any kind of crypto basically. Or PayPal or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But with a credit card, if you do check out and you want to add, you know, some amount as a donation, you can do that. Just add to the comments, say, I would like you to charge my credit card, you know, $300 or whatever, and contribute to rebuilding FTL studios and, you know, helping out with the whole FBI situation. If you want to say, I don't know, help out and, like, buy something for the studio or somebody involved, in that sense, you can also just say you want to donate the product itself that, you know, you're checking out with, and we'll take care of, you know, finding a home for that product. Or, you know, if there's something else that's needed in our store, you can check out with anything you want, really. And we could also just, you know, whatever is needed, basically, use that money towards something else.
And hopefully today I will have my cryptocurrency wallet moved into an uncompromised one, so maybe I can help take things, but I don't want to give it out yet because I haven't made it yet.
Okay, yeah, let's make sure it's all functional and up to speed and all that. We're coordinating this in an uncoordinated fashion for the moment because we figured it was best to decentralize our efforts.
Yes.
We are, however, working behind the scenes, again, to establish a little more, at least a website,
yep,
in which folks can select their method of donating.
Yep.
That will also go to legal funds. Currently, if you donate, this money will be going to rebuilding the studio and the Bitcoin embassy, replacing the gear that was stolen, paying for the construction that's necessary because windows and doorways were smashed and bashed and crashed.
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage, at least.
Absolutely.
That doesn't even include like the computers that were stolen and everything else. Because right. You have to remember, it wasn't just people who were involved in crypto that were affected. It was tenants who, you know, renters, you know, that lived above the studio and, you know, next to the studio, and Mighty Moose Marts, which had nothing to do with anything. Had a freaking POS system is stolen.
A freaking convenience store.
Store. And the crazy thing about that was it was marked. The Bitcoin embassy was so clearly marked, and yet they managed to screw it up.
They didn't accidentally screw up. They're just complete liars, thieves, a mafia.
Do you think it was intentional? It was intentional sabotage?
You'd have to be actually brain dead to not be able to tell.
I don't know. They brought the safe back, man. Why would you bring the safe back?
They probably were told, like, no, guys, we can't keep this. And they were probably just like, why can't we just keep it? We accidentally took it. And they were just like, no, we're going to get in trouble if we keep it. We got to bring it back. I don't think
they didn't bring everything back. They didn't bring the POS system back. But right. I think that was because they had already gotten it into, like, Boston or whatever, so they couldn't return it.
Or they didn't feel like driving that far.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. All I know is that they took the like POS system, I think, first, and some other things, and then later they got the safe out because the safe was probably bolted down to some degree. And then once they got that out, and then they realized it, you know, shortly after driving away, they were called back, probably within radio distance or something like that. And then they came back and they kind of like snuck it back in and rushed it in. But we got a video of this whole thing too, guys. So at some point, there will be a video published, and you will be able to see, you know, like the raid that happened. This is probably the only time in history you will ever see a live raid that got recorded, because you have to understand, these raids happen really early in the morning. If it wasn't for unbelievably amazing activists, thank you, that was myself, and Bob being here at literally about 10 minutes after the raid people showed up.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Michael, I shouldn't go giving out names, but basically messages that were sent out, you know, we wouldn't have known to start investigating. But because we have such a great community in New Hampshire, you know, an activist community, we were able to get video of the raid from basically the very beginning through to the end of the core of the raid. Now, they took all day, but the core of it was breaking the windows down and so on.
And I'm wearing a Cop Block shirt, so I wanted to say, like, one of the things is kind of timely about this is that nobody was working on the Cop Block website, and he was, like, really getting towards the end of like being done. This could be a way more organized way of having average everyday people get their stuff together for whenever a cop situation is happening to them. We're pretty like, we expect this type of thing, so the fact that we have a Chris and a Bob, you know, you can do that.
There were a lot of other people who came out in support too, so it wasn't just us two, but we managed to get here early.
When we come back, we'll talk about the bail hearing that we saw today. More coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.